This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, May 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For many Americans, rising costs have knocked Florida off the list of options for where they'll live in retirement. And more of them are choosing to spend their golden years just over the state line in Alabama.
The houses are cheaper there than they are either in southwestern Florida or on the southeastern shore of Florida, where people may have retired in the past. What makes Baldwin County even more attractive, especially to older Americans, is that it has one of the lowest property taxes in the country, in the nation.
We'll talk to WSJ contributor Cecile Rowetter more about Baldwin County, Alabama, and what other cities and towns can learn from it after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELFT. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
As the cost of living rises and people live longer lives, many retirees are passing up Florida to spend their later years, and many have chosen to live in neighboring Alabama. Wall Street Journal contributor Cecile Rowetter joins us to discuss why Alabama and what other states and cities can learn from the shifting trend. So, Cecile, traditionally, Florida often comes up as a retirement destination option for people, and for a lot of retirees, it makes financial sense. Florida is one of a handful of states with no income tax. So why are retirees being priced out?
This story actually was born from another story I was writing about Fort Lauderdale, which of course is a traditional retirement community. And I was interviewing a professor at Florida Atlantic University, was talking about how much that region was changing, how much home values were going up because so many tech workers and financial services workers were moving there. And almost as a throwaway line, he said, well, the only collateral damage is that the retirees and snowbirds that traditionally would come and move to Fort Lauderdale or spend months of the year here can no longer afford to be here because house prices are so high. And so I said, well, where are they going? And he said, a lot of them are moving to Alabama. As it happens, home prices with the changing Florida economy and people from everywhere moving there to work, especially to these traditional retirement destinations on sort of the western coast of Florida and in southeastern Florida, home prices have exploded and really are no longer affordable for a lot of Americans.
Now, you spoke to several people who've looked outside the Sunshine State and have settled in Baldwin County, Alabama. Where is that in Alabama?
So Baldwin County is in the southwestern part of Alabama. And if you imagine it like an oval, on the right side, on the eastern side, you have the Florida Panhandle. And on the other side, you have Mobile Bay. But the bottom of your oval, that's the Gulf Shore. It's the Gulf of Mexico. So Baldwin County is one of two counties in Alabama that borders the Gulf of Mexico. And the beaches are called Orange Beach, Gulf Shores. And they're literally, if you look at a map, right next to Pensacola Beach or beaches that you may know from Florida. So it's a continuation of the Florida coast, except it's in Alabama and therefore more affordable.
Now, in your story in the Wall Street Journal, you cite census data showing that Baldwin County was the fastest growing county in Alabama between 2010 and 2020. What's the appeal of that specific area of Alabama? How do the living expenses compare to Florida?
So the largest appeal, of course, is affordability. You said it, houses are cheaper there than they are either in southwestern Florida or on the southeastern shore of Florida, where people may have retired in the past. The cost of living is lower as well. Cost of living, of course, depends on the average salary in an area. Those things are linked very closely. And so in Baldwin County, the average salary is $49,000. And that compares to $57,000 in Lee County, that's the county around Fort Myers, and $67,000 in Broward County. Now, of course, if the average salary in a region is lower, that means your massages are lower, your dinners, your grocery bills, and your gas. Everything is more affordable. I wanted to come back to one thing you asked initially, which is, isn't it great that in Florida there's no state income tax? Well, if you're an older American who's no longer working, you don't have an income, that's not so relevant. What is really relevant and makes Baldwin County even more attractive, especially to older Americans, is that it has one of the lowest property taxes in the country, in the nation. All of Alabama and Baldwin County, as part of Alabama, is no exception. Your property taxes are so low that some of the homebuyers I interviewed for the story, when they first bought their homes, they couldn't believe how low it was. They thought, oh, wait, is that yearly? Oh, no. So that's another appeal.
So what does this say about how economics have changed for not only retirees, but also people planning for their retirement and where they'll live?
It shows that people are watching their dollars just a lot more. And as they're planning for retirement, they're also thinking about, where is a place where I could buy a property that I may be able to rent out until I retire? So while I'm still winding down my job and I'm in the last few years of my career, perhaps I already lock in those low prices in this part of Alabama now before they go up, because that will undoubtedly get discovered as well. I lock in that low price and rent out this property, have someone else pay the mortgage until I'm ready to retire there full time.
You mentioned the economist with Florida Atlantic University that you spoke with, and that person said that Baldwin County is tailor-made for retirees. Is this a playbook that other cities could follow?
Well, what it has going for it, what a lot of other places may not, is those sugary beaches. It has that small town feel. It has that affordability for now. But playbooks that other regions in the country could follow is keeping their property taxes low, making themselves attractive to seniors. I think a big trend as well that we come across a lot in our reporting is that second home markets that are markets that may be attractive for snowbirds or people who may want to rent their homes out, second home markets are increasingly in driving distance from big capitals, where in the old metropolitan areas, where perhaps in the past people would have gotten that second home if they're living in Philadelphia, in Nantucket, but now they might get it in Cape May, right? So for Baldwin County, Alabama, which is in driving distance to Nashville, to Atlanta, to some of the big southern capitals, it's also, by the way, the first county that you hit when you drive from Texas. It's the first really nice white beach that you can get. Those markets are on the up, much more perhaps than second home markets that traditionally were in airplane distance.
People are attracted to that white sand on the beach.
They are. And, of course, there's the Floribama, the world-famous honky-tonk, and there are very local attractions such as the deep-sea fishing rodeo, things that only happen in Alabama.
That's Wall Street Journal contributor Cecile Rowetter. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.